Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
Hi, good morning, Bryce Edwards.
It's Kester. Hi,
Kester from the news team here. From the Tuesday Wire, people listening may have heard me around from place to place. I'll be taking political commentary this morning. How's your morning going?
Oh, it's good. I'm in Wellington at the moment. Yep, it's not a bad day in Wellington for a change.
Yeah, pretty chilly there. We've had a pretty chilly morning here up in Auckland.
Yeah, it is a bit.
Yeah, and we've got lots of political commentary to do here. With the 149 projects for consideration under the Fast Track Bill dropping this week, I mean, how much does this list change in things in terms of, I mean, how are we looking at the bill now that we've got this list out?
Yeah, so the Fast Track Act is currently going through Parliament, and what people want to know is, you know, what are the projects, what are the businesses, what are the proposals that are actually going to go through this and get to bypass the Resource Management Act and get green-lighted by the government. And so finally, Chris Bishop, the Minister for Infrastructure, has released this list, 149 projects that are going to be considered, and they are a real mix of different stuff. You get all the expected things in there, such as mining, sort of various extractive industries, and housing developments, big housing property companies that want to build some big things. And then you've actually got lots of government departments that want to build, you know, some new roads, prisons, bridges and things like that, and quite a few iwi in there as well that want to have some projects there. So it is a real mix, and a lot of them will be, I think, well received by the public that think, well, we need to get some things done. But yeah, there are certainly what some might regard as kind of dodgy, especially companies that have been seen to already have close connections with some of the parties in power and actually having donated money to National as well.
Yeah. I was just going to ask briefly, you know, with the vibes of these projects, you said there's a lot of stuff that people were expecting in there. Is this sort of matching up to what the government was advertising with the Fast Track Bill? Are they the sort of things that we've been, made to believe will be going in there?
Yeah, I think pretty much. The government's selling this as trying to get New Zealand moving again. You know, their argument is that, you know, for many years, especially under the last Labor government, things just weren't getting built, and we've got this big infrastructure deficit, whether it's hospitals or schools or roads, that just, you know, take too long to go through the consenting process. And so there were a lot of those sort of things, but also, yes, all the projects that are going to make some people a lot of money and are going to have some, you know, environmental impact that are going to anger people. So yeah, I think it is a real mixture of what, yeah, some people will love, some people will hate.
And you mentioned there's a mix of people going in there, right? Iwi, councils, private organisations. Yep. How have these projects, I guess, been chosen for consideration, right? What's the process there? Is it some random selection? Do we even know how that's gone on?
Yeah. Look, it's a bit opaque. Part of it is that the government themselves, Chris Bishop, Shane Jones, sent out lots of letters to, you know, maybe their friends and people they've come across and said, hey, we're starting this new process whereby you get to bypass all the normal mechanisms. Because, of course, you know, when you want to build something major, normally you have to go through the Environmental Protection Agency. You have to draw up lots of plans, get consulted on by heaps of people. People can make objections, and it's all kind of happens out in the open. Whereas this will kind of happen quite secretly. But you've also had the government have set up an advisory board, and they have, you know, a number of experts in infrastructure and environmental impact, and they have been looking at the applicants. And we're sort of meant to trust that they have the sort of expertise, some respect to be able to do this, but we just don't know what the processes have gone through, because as they say, it's a fast track one. It's just done all very quickly.
Yeah, and then there's been, I mean, obviously with the fast track bill, there's been a bit of public opposition there. We've seen some protests, we've seen some response from the opposition and from environmental lobby groups. Has this criticism been at all addressed now that we're seeing the list of projects come out?
I would say not. No, it hasn't. And, I mean, one of the big objections has been about process. So two main objections. One is about environmental impact, that really this bill is all about economics, all about development, just to get developments going fast. And so people are worried, well, it's going to lead to lots of mines and roads and all sorts of things that don't have haven't been properly considered for the impact on the environment. The other one is about process, that, you know, this is going to not be properly handled. It could involve a lot of backroom deals. It's the friends of the cabinet ministers. And so one of the objections was that there's three ministers in cabinet that are going to have the power to sign off these projects. But the government have changed that now to just one. So I think a lot of people were worried that Shane Jones was going to be one of these people. Mm. So now it's just going to be Chris Bishop. So that was one of the decisions the government made. But overall, no, I think it's still business as usual for this. And I don't know. The people that object to this government, you know, on the left particularly, will continue to be quite alienated by this this proposal, whereas those that are on the right will see this as, you know, let's just get the country moving again.
Yeah. And then I've taken a bit of a look at the list myself. Are there any projects that I know, you know, we should be paying specific attention to, that we should keep our eyes open for some reason or another?
Look, there's one company that I find particularly interesting, mm-hmm. called Winton Housing. And yeah. They are one of the biggest New Zealand property developers, and they have a number of connections with the National Party, and they've made lots of donations to National and the ACT Party. And they're currently in legal dispute with the government's housing agency, Kāinga Ora. They're taking them to court, and they want to build a big property development in, I think it's near Papakura in Auckland, and have been kind of basically declined to do this, but this new fast-track process, I think, will give them the ability to build just thousands and thousands of houses, even though there's some objections and problems with what they are suggesting. So I guess that's one of the ones to watch, but environmentalists are already looking at all the mining ones, and there'll be protests around some of that.
Yeah, it seems to be a little bit of questionable, I guess, influence there, degree of influence by this company on the government. And then, with the environmental projects, I don't know if you could talk a little bit more about those. We've seen, you know, some of these maybe have been discussed before or rejected before. What's going on there?
Yeah, so that's one of the controversies about this, that in the past you've had some big extractive companies that have applied for resource consent to do various mining. In particular, there's one on the west coast of the North Island that want to mine the seabed, and they want to get lots of minerals from offshore, and they've had trouble getting that permission. And so, and there's been a few others like that where, you know, companies want to mine in conservation areas, and they've been told no, they can't. They've been declined those things, but now they're going to be able to bypass that. And this fast track process, I mean, none of these are actually decided yet. So the 149 will now go to a little select committee. Actually, it's not a select committee. It's a small group of experts who will tell Chris Bishop, you know, yes or no about these. And if they say yes, and then he says yes, then, yeah, the fact that, you know, these mining companies have already been declined, turned down by the courts, won't matter. They can just go ahead anyhow.
Yeah, and I wanted to close out on that a little bit. You know, I guess it's early days to sort of think about this, but how likely is it that we're going to see these projects approved or disapproved? I guess, what's the likelihood there? Because obviously they still have to go through a checks process, but...
Yeah, look, that's a good question. No one quite knows the answer to that. I think just about all of them will get the thumbs up, and the fact that you've already had... cabinet look at these and decide that they want them on the list means that the decisions have effectively been made. There will be a few maybe that are rejected, and the government will want to say, you know, look, we've rejected some in the end, but no, I think essentially now we've got a rubber stamp process for all these projects.
Yeah, all right. Well, cheers, Bryce Edwards, for coming on the show today. Thanks for chatting about the Fast Track Bill with us. That's been Political Commentary. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Kester.
All right, cheers. Bye now.
You just heard a bit of Political Commentary.